Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 10th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook announced its first smart glasses hardware, the $299 Ray-Ban Stories. These glasses have two 5-megapixel cameras on the front with an activity light, similar to Snap Spectacles, but can also play back music, take calls, and use a voice assistant with a Hey Facebook wake word. They're available now in 20 different styles in the US, Australia, Canada, Ireland, Italy, and the UK, with a choice of clear, sun, prescription, transition, and polarized lenses. South Korea passed a law last month requiring Apple and Google to allow alternate in-app payment systems, although it hasn't yet gone into effect. In light of this, Epic asked Apple to reinstate it as a developer to re-release the iOS version of Fortnite in the country. Apple said that, regardless of the new law, it's under no obligation to let Epic back into the App Store until it agrees to play by the same rules as everyone else. India's Jio Platforms announced it will delay the launch of its Jio Phone Next, citing the ongoing semiconductor shortage. The Jio Phone Next was developed with Google and runs an extremely optimized version of Android. The device was scheduled for release on September 10th, but Jio hopes to have it available more widely around the time of the Diwali festival in early November. Twitter began testing a new automated account label meant to let accounts self-identify as bots. The label is not meant to label bot accounts posing as real people. The label is in testing with 500 developer accounts. Chinese regulators have slowed down approvals of new online games. The process of approvals has already been slower than normal for a month. The South China Morning Post sources said new game approvals would be on hold for a while because the priority was to cut the number of new games and reduce gaming addiction in China. China previously froze new game approvals for 9 months in 2018. Vimeo partnered with Apple to add support for native uploading and playback of Dolby Vision HDR videos on iPhone 12 series devices. This means video shot either on an iPhone 12 or Dolby Vision videos edited in iMovie or Final Cut. Vimeo currently restricts Dolby Vision playback to just Apple devices. Epic Games will shut down the video chat app House Party for existing users in October, with the app already pulled down from app stores. The company will also disable the Fortnite mode feature, which used House Party to bring video chat to gamers in Fortnite. Epic acquired House Party in 2019. DoorDash, Uber, and Grubhub filed a lawsuit against the city of New York in federal court, disputing a law passed last month capping the amount of commission food delivery apps can charge restaurants. The suit asked for an injunction against the law going into effect, monetary damages, and a jury trial. The firms allege the law constitutes government overreach, forcing them to rewrite contracts with restaurants and raising fees for consumers. Apple Music will use technology from the audio recognition app Shazam to identify individual creators involved in DJ mixes. The company is also working with major and indie labels to divide streaming royalties among DJs, labels, and artists in the mixes. Apple acquired Shazam in 2018. Spotify began rolling out a new feature called Enhance to premium subscribers on Android and iOS, which will automatically add songs that fit into a user's playlist. Users have to toggle on Enhance in a playlist, with added songs marked with a bright green sparkles icon. Spotify will only add up to 30 songs maximum to a playlist, and additions will be spaced out every 2 tracks. The Wall Street Journal sources say Apollo Global Management named Tinder CEO Jim Lanzone as the new CEO of Yahoo, which Apollo recently acquired from Verizon. Current Yahoo chief Guru Gowrappan will become a senior advisor to Apollo's private equity business. Vivo announced its photography-focused X70 smartphone lineup. The top-end X70 Pro Plus is the first phone to offer optical image stabilization on all 4 rear cameras, including when shooting video, as well as a V1 AI imaging chip for better noise reduction in low light. Specs are otherwise 2021 Android flagship standard with a Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 Plus SoC. There's also the X70 Pro and X70 phones, both with MediaTek Dimensity 1200 chipsets, optically stabilized main rear cameras, but lacking that V1 chip. The X70 Pro Plus starts at 5,499 yuan, that's about $854. The X70 Pro starts at 4,299 yuan, and the X70 starts at 3,699 yuan. With devices initially rolling out in China, India, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, Taiwan, and the United Arab Emirates. Google began rolling out its Material U design system to its apps on Android, including Gmail, Calendar, and Docs. The design lets Pixel devices with Android 12 or newer match the colors inside apps with their wallpaper. And finally, Microsoft announced several updates for Teams, including audio-only support for Apple CarPlay. There's also a Cameo feature coming to PowerPoint Live to insert a Teams camera into a slide deck slide, an AI-powered speaker coach coming in 2022 that will offer speaking tips, and automatic lighting correction tools for video. In the coming months, Teams will also add support for intelligent cameras from OEMs like Jabra, Neat, Poly, and Yealink, able to track speakers during a call. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.